the stock market breaking records.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
As of this taping, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is continuing to trend up, now close to 21,000. Since the election, the stock market has been on a wild upward swing, rising by 2,700 points or 15%. The numbers are mind-boggling. Of late, the first question that I'm asked is why the stock market leaped, and is this upward current going to continue, or is this just a bubble? This is a simple question and deserves a straightforward answer. Unfortunately, I don't have one. Nor do I believe that a simple and solid answer exists, because the problem is complex and fluid. However, there are some explanations. 2015 was the first year that the index ended the year below its previous year's level since 2008, when it lost a third of its value at the beginning of the Great Recession. And in 2016, the Dow Jones started the year down but caught up with its last year's level in June. By election time, the market was already up 8%. However, after the election, the market exploded upward. By the end of 2016, the market was 13% up for the year. And as of this taping, the market has been up in 2017 by 1,200 points, a huge gain. Back to the question of why the market has been increasing so rapidly after the election. After all, the new administration is yet to present the Congress with a budget, or for that matter, a tax reform bill or an infrastructure bill. None of these has happened yet. However, the president is promising to lower taxes for corporations and individuals, as well as start a $1 trillion infrastructure project. Each of these alone is enough to jack the market. But let's look at the promised reduction in corporate taxes. If government reduces corporate taxes, say by 10%, this will mean companies' after-tax profit, the one that counts, will be 10% higher. Obviously, higher revenue means higher stock valuation and thus provides one explanation for the stock market rising. But the economy runs in a circular flow. If corporations pay less taxes, the first thing that happens, well, after stockholders jump for joy, is that government will receive less revenue. And absent equal cut in expenditures, government has to increase its borrowing. But when government increases its borrowing, less money will be left for everybody else to borrow, and interest rates rises. Higher interest rate increases cost of loans for corporations. This will reduce their net profit, which will result in less jubilant stockholders. But that takes time, and this time lag is the game. Some of the upward movement in the market is due to looking just at the benefits of what is promised. As soon as these promises become bills and debated in the Congress, then we will see payment mechanism, and that will undoubtedly sober some of the current market enthusiasm. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.